Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Everybody, and how are you? Happy 9/11/25. That's a sacred day in this country and around the world. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened 24 years ago on this day up in New York City and other places, because this show comes to you from Washington, D.C. area, and we were in the middle of a lot of that stuff that happened on 9/11 in 2001. And there's been a lot going on in the last 48 hours in this country. The flags are flying at half-mast here in Washington, D.C., in honor of Chris Kirk, who was slain, shot by an assassin's bullet yesterday in my hometown of Orem, Utah. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. We'll make some comments on that. I invite you, by the way, if you would like to talk about 9/11 or the Chris Kirk situation, you're welcome to call the show and just tell me what you think and share your thoughts. 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And if you've got something on your mind and you'd like to get it off your mind, this show can help you. I'm a really good listener. And I have had some experience doing that in my life with different situations that have come along and different opportunities and whatever. So we would love to hear from you. This is a historic day. And I want to make sure we pay homage to the families and others who have been affected by events on this day in history. On a positive note, a shout out to my JBL, I'm going to call them earbuds, that I am wearing here in my ears. It's the first time I've done the radio show with these earbuds in. I just got them maybe 2 weeks ago before I went to Europe. And I love these. I feel like I'm kind of getting into the groove of what everybody else has been doing for years in this country. Sometimes I'm slow on the uptick, but once I get there, watch out, I'm dangerous. And I'm wearing these and having a great time. I bought a pair, for what it's worth, I bought a pair of I call them earbuds. I don't know what else I'm supposed to call them, but I bought a pair of these about a year ago at a 7-Eleven, and they worked briefly, and then they didn't work. And that's not a slam against 7-Eleven, but for whatever reason, I think I didn't get the highest quality that I could have gotten. So I went into the Apple store the other day before I left the country and got these, and oh my gosh, is life sweet. So I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying technology. And, you know, the irony of this is that some of the times where I get the most pissed off is when something doesn't work on my laptop or my phone, and I don't know how to solve the problem. I hate that. I hate it when there's some app that screws up, or more importantly, I screw it up, or I hit something accidentally on my iPhone 15 Plus that just goes boom. You know, I accidentally touch the screen, and all of a sudden I'm off on some, you know, Google journey somewhere. And create my own problems most of the time, and I don't realize that I'm doing it. But anyway, hats off to the folks that make the JBL earbuds. I'm enjoying these. I got to tell you how, you know, I say this often, but I really mean it. There has not been a better time in the history of the world to be alive than right now. 1 week ago, right now, I was doing this radio show from the foyer of a hotel called the Ambassador Hotel in Bern, Switzerland. And I was having a blast. That was Thursday night, a week ago today. I was in Bern, Switzerland, and a little town called Zollikofen that I went to. And Friday morning, I went to our temple in Bern, Switzerland, so the temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It was the ninth one that we built in the world, and we are now in the process of either operating or building 375 of them. And I was last in Bern, Switzerland in the fall of 1979. And so now I think it's like 47 or 48 years later, something like that, I'm back there again, walking on the same ground I walked on almost five decades ago. And it's just, life is just amazing. So here's the amazing thing. I'm in Bern, Switzerland a week ago today, right now, doing this show from a chair, sitting in the foyer of the Hotel Ambassador for an hour, recording this show. The next morning, I go and visit our church temple, travel free on a little shuttle that takes you down to the Bern train station, then free on a train that takes three stops. Then I walk 0.2 miles to the temple. I'm in there for maybe 30 minutes to an hour. I turn around, I come back out, I repeat the process, get back on the train, go back to the Bern station, go back to the hotel, grab my stuff, back on the free tram, back to the train station. And the whole trick is to catch the 10:34 train to Geneva. Because what I've got to do with a friend of mine that I had with me traveling, we've got to get back to Orly Airport in Paris to catch an 8 o'clock flight that night. And on a Friday, I'm learning, even with a Eurail pass, you have to get reserved seats on some of these trains, or you miss out the train. So we had to leave at 10:34 in order to catch the train to Geneva, in order to do a transfer to the train. And it's this transfer of the train that's critical, this last one, that takes me back to Paris, that you needed a reserved seat on. And we got reserved seats. So if I miss that train, I miss my 8 o'clock flight back here. But here's the fact. Here's what a small world it is. You can be in Bern, Switzerland, in the Swiss Alps area, on a Thursday night. Friday morning, you travel by train. And I'm telling you, if you haven't taken the train, and most people haven't, from Bern, Switzerland to Geneva, Switzerland, you come around, let's just say around some mountains, and all of a sudden, there is Lake Geneva. And it's massive, and it's gorgeous. And you feel like you just walked into heaven. It is the most scenic, beautiful lake that I've probably ever seen. And it was just fascinating. Then you get on this, you know, other train that takes you basically west towards Paris. And that sucker travels at like 220 miles an hour. I don't know what that is in kilometers, but I think it's 220 miles an hour. And I'm sitting in the food car having some snacks. And I'm looking through the window at the rails that are on the track next to us as we're going 220 miles an hour. And to the credit of the engineers and the contractors and the construction folks who built that railway system, as I'm sitting there in the dining car, 220 miles an hour, looking out at the tracks next to us, those tracks, the level, the height of those railroad tracks did not change. Do you know how perfect they have to be laid? So there's no wobbling or anything in any of those tracks as you're going 200 miles an hour down the railroad tracks. It is a it was almost as if we were stopped, and I was looking out the window at the railroad tracks next to me, and they don't move, of course, right? Duplicate that scene at 220 miles an hour, and you've got an engineering marvel on your hands. And I just loved it. Had some Toblerone chocolate. I got to throw that in. And that was great. And anyway, it was just fascinating. So that was Friday. Friday night at 8 o'clock, catch a flight in the Orly Airport in Paris, nonstop to Newark, New Jersey. We land in Newark, New Jersey, 10 o'clock that night, grab a hotel that was free because I paid for it with my points from my Wyndham Hotel app, where I'm a Diamond Rewards member. And the next morning at 9 o'clock, we board a train, and at noon on Saturday, I'm back in Washington, D.C. I was back at work at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon and worked a seven-hour day till 9 p.m. Now, we left Washington Tuesday afternoon at about 4 o'clock on an Amtrak train. Went up to Newark, went to Times Square, had dinner at a place called Cane's, which I'd never been to before. Oh, my gosh, great chicken strips and sauce and all that stuff. That was fabulous. And then flew at about midnight nonstop to Paris on a 787 jet that travels 600 miles an hour. And outside the windows, by the way, when you want tinted windows on this plane, they don't have, you know, what do we call them? They're not window covers. Window shades or whatever. They don't have window shades that you pull down over the windows. You just tap a little button at the bottom of the window, and it changes the tint of the windows. So you can blacken the windows if you want to, or you can open them up to let light through, whatever you want to do. There's no window shades there. And that's kind of amazing. And this plane has two engines, and it cruises at 600 miles an hour. You can track your flight while you're going. And it is the most amazing thing. And right outside the fuselage of the plane, the temperature is a minus 74 degrees. And 2 feet on the inside of the plane, I'm sitting there in perfect comfort, you know, being fed dinner, right? Now, Orville and Wilbur Wright must just roll over in their graves when they see this. And they just must laugh at you know, the role that they played in aviation evolution, because it's amazing. So I'm here to tell you, you can leave Washington, D.C. Tuesday afternoon, go to Paris, go to Switzerland, and be back in Washington noon on Saturday, back at work Saturday afternoon if you want to be. And I'm just crazy enough to make that trip and do it. And it was just the time of my life. It was just a fabulous thing. So anyway, I'm back here in the, it's not really a grind, to be honest with you. I really enjoy what I do, and it's fun, and we meet lots of people, and we help people out, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just having a blast. But yeah, I'm back, and I sometimes just shake my head that I can't, in disbelief of where I just was, you know, and how much fun it was. So you can fly cheap to Europe out of JFK on Norse Airways, N like Nancy, N-O-R-S-E Airways, out of JFK nonstop to Paris or to Rome. And I think they're also doing flights directly to Berlin now, I'm not sure. Those flights can run only about $180 one way, nonstop, on some of the finest aircraft that we have. I mean, that's just a party in and of itself. It was a blast. It was so much fun. And yet here I am back here going around doing jobs and having a blast. I just came, and that brings me to some junk removal stuff that I'll tell you. I will sum up this little European thing by saying, you know, if you want to get some of the junk out of your life, go take a trip someplace that you've never been. And you probably will be able to do it for less than you think. And you'll probably be able to do it faster than you think. And just make sure when you go that you have the European power adapter so you can charge your phone. I bought two of them while I was over there, but they're only like $10 a piece. And then you're good. Then good things happen. So anyway, I'm back home. I just came from doing an estimate at a small house in Aspen Hill, Maryland, where a lady lived for a while, has passed away. The kids now need to get the house cleaned out so they can put the house on the market. And I went through and did an estimate. That house has about 6¾ box trucks of stuff to come out of it. When you factor in a main level, the basement, shed out back, and some miscellaneous stuff in the yard. And 6¾ truckloads at $695 a pop is around $4,600 or $4,700, something like that. We were referred to this person by their realtor, and the realtor, when a realtor refers us to somebody, that client gets 10% off. So that knocked it down to about $4,200, which is a great price for that much stuff to be removed. But I told the lady who called us, whose name is Alana, A-L-A-N, that's my first name, N-A. Alana, I think is the right way to pronounce it. I told her that we have a special going on right now that I launched on July 4th, where you get up to 5 truckloads of stuff hauled away for $2,025 in honor of this year instead of what is really $3,500. And she, I think, is going to jump on that, and she should, because that's a great deal. So I just did that estimate, sent the information to her. If she jumps on that deal, she and her family are going to save $2,200 on this deal. And I'm here to tell you that house has all kinds of stuff in it, and it needs some TLC from 1-800-JUNK-REFA. It really does. But we can do it, and I think this is going to work. And any moment, hopefully, or even sometime tonight or tomorrow or something, my phone will make a little noise, and I will receive a couple $1,000 into PayPal to pay for this job. That's always fun when you're sitting on those. So we have got 5 of these that we made available, up to 5 truckloads of stuff hauled away, normally $3,500. We do this once a year, and I make it available for the price of whatever year we're in. So it's $2,025. 5 of them available. One of them has been sold already and done. I've got a realtor who says she wants 2 of them for one of her clients. We got a call yesterday from a lady in Rhode Island who needs to get her mom's place cleaned out, and she wants one. And we just did an estimate for these people locally that will probably jump on it till they get theirs. As soon as these next 4 are sold, then we're done for the year, and this special disappears until 2026. And then we'll make some available in 2026. So it's a fun thing, and it's a once-a-year thing that I tend to do around Thanksgiving. It is good around the country. If you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening to the show right now, and you have a house that needs to be, or an office that needs to be cleaned out, and it might take 4 or 5 box trucks of stuff to do it, you should go to our website at 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com and look for the 2025 page, which has the special on it and all the information. You buy one of those, you get up to 5 truckloads of stuff hauled away, and you have until the end of the year to use it. We will be back in just a minute. We're going to take a break and come back on a somber note. We'll talk about what the tragic thing that happened to Chris Kirk yesterday out in my hometown of Orem, Utah, and talk a little bit about what's going on in America today with some of this ridiculous, cowardly stuff. But we'll pick that up when we come back in a minute. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on the BBS Radio Network. I'm your host, Alan Cook. We'll be back to you in about a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff, And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show here on the BBS Radio Network, which we're proud to be on. I understand this show goes to 49 countries. I don't know how many people, but it's a boatload of people. And we appreciate Doug and Don Newsom for doing their job out in Texas and having us recording this for us every week. And then if you want to go listen to past episodes, you can either go to bbsradio.com and look up the Junk Refund Show, and you can download the podcast episodes there, or you can just go to the Junk Refund Show wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll have all the episodes there as well that we also make available to people out there. So go check out past episodes and get some tips on junk removal and stuff like that. A somber, tragic note yesterday in my hometown of Orem, Utah. My sister texted me at about 4 o'clock Eastern and told me that political activist and radio show host Chris Kirk, who's 31 years old, was shot at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah. Orem is where I grew up as a kid. I went to Orem High School. I went to Lincoln Junior High School there in Orem. And I have a sister who was on the faculty at Utah Valley University. And the first thing I did when I heard about this was send her a text message to ask if she was there at Chris's event. She texted me back and said, no, I left. I was on campus until about 10 o'clock, and then I left. And then she said, by the way, campus is now closed. They've closed the roads leading into campus, and they will all stay closed until Monday. I have been out doing junk removal stuff today. I don't know the latest of what's going on with the assassin and if they've tracked him or her down. But the last I heard, they had not. And having an assassin loose in my hometown of Orem, Utah, is just like bizarre. I mean, that's like, you know, walking outside in the morning and watching, and all of a sudden a bunch of giraffes are walking down the street. I mean, you go, no, that's not, you know, this ain't Kenya. Sorry. This kind of a tragedy in my hometown is just shocking. And it takes your breath away. I mean, it really does. And I have seen the, you know, some of the videos and stuff going on, and I've seen some of the things that have been happening out there since. And to be honest with you, if you had asked me yesterday, who's Chris Kirk? I would go, I don't know. But you ask young conservatives that are politically active around the country who Chris Kirk is, and they'll probably say God or close to God or the next Sean Hannity or the next Rush Limbaugh or whatever. I am not involved in this enough to know the impact that Chris has. I just am learning that he had a very successful radio show, was a very successful political commentator, that President Trump has given him a lot of credit for influencing some of the younger people around the country to vote and et cetera and get involved. But, you know, whether he's Republican or Democrat, whether he's, you know, atheist, Jewish, Christian, who cares? He's a human being who has the right to make his voice known, right? And he has that right to make his voice known. You don't have the right in this country to walk into a theater and yell fire. You don't have that right, right? Because you put other people in danger. You do have the right to express your views politically, religiously, whatever, as long as you're not trying to incite some kind of riot or some kind of civil disobedience or whatever. You have the right to share your views. So why in the world would someone want to gun him down? That's just deranged. And frankly, it's an act of cowardice. It's an act of an assassin. It's satanic. It's wrong. It's evil. I mean, give me some bad words, right? And there's no excuse for it. When you gun down an innocent person, you're a coward. It's that simple. You're not a hero. You're not doing the world any good. You know, you're a coward. John Wilkes Booth is a coward. Okay. Sirhan Sirhan is a coward. Right. And you just don't put a gun in your hands and go out and try and silence somebody else. That's wrong. It's evil. It's satanic. It's simple. And don't sit there and rationalize it and say, you know, this was a good cause. I remember the young man who gunned down the CEO of the insurance company, right, up in New York City, and the GoFundMe page was set up for his legal bills and everything else. And people started contributing to it, and I just sat and thought, what in the heck are you doing supporting an assassin? I mean, where's your civility? Where's your sense of right and wrong? Have you completely lost it? You know? Have you been playing video games, killing people, pretending to kill people right and left, and you think this is a game? You know, I don't know. I just don't know. I am. My heart just goes out to Chris's family, his wife and his two kids. I've never listened to one Chris Kirk radio show. I can't tell you anything about him other than he was murdered yesterday in my hometown. That's really all I know. And you know, in the point of civility, I was raised out in Utah. I'm one of these conservative Republican guys. I'm not a avid Trump supporter. I don't sit there and listen to, you know, Rush Limbaugh's show or whatever. I listened to Sean Hannity for a little while and then stopped listening. I'm just busy running a business and traveling to Europe and doing whatever it is I'm doing, going out and visiting temples, I guess. So I'm not really caught up in all of this. I've lived in the Washington, D.C. area for 36 years. I have seen 9 administrations come and go in the time that I've been here. And I'm here to tell you that the way the Constitution is set up, nobody can come in here as a president and completely disrupt and change the political scenery around the country. I was dating a conservative girl from Colorado when Barack Obama was elected. And my gosh, you would think that the world had come to an end and that we're all going to be socialists now, right? I was here when George Bush, you know, was elected and beat Al Gore in kind of the runoff through the, you know, what, Supreme Court, and made a ruling on it and counting the votes and all of that stuff. And I was one of the few people in Democratic Montgomery County, Maryland, that voted for George Bush, right? So when he won, I was kind of smiling, going, oh, that's awesome. And most people around me were thinking, oh, crap, 4 more years, right? I don't understand, quite frankly, the political enthusiasm that a lot of people get around elections and around what's happening. And this act of, you know, taking out Chris Kirk yesterday, for whatever reason, by whoever it was that did it, is the most cowardly, shameful, evil thing you can do. It's flat out wrong. And don't try and justify it by whatever means you have. It's wrong, right? I got to illustrate to you also, you know, there are people out there while we're on, I really don't have and don't get involved in a lot of political stuff. I just don't. I got other things to do that are keeping me busy, and I'm enjoying the other things I'm doing. But so I don't get really caught up in it, et cetera. But let me just for the record say a couple of things. Number one, if you live in the United States of America and you're a citizen of this country, you live in the finest, best country on the planet. You have more freedom here, more opportunities here, Why do you think people are trying to get into this country from other nations, right? Because they know there's a better life here. I interviewed a young lady many episodes ago, who at the age of 15 immigrated with her 13-year-old sister from Honduras to get into this country. And it's a fascinating story of what some people go through. Why do they do it? Because they want a better life. And they believe that America can give them the chance for that better life. Technically, we're all immigrants at some point. You know, we are. Mine come from Denmark, Scotland, and England. We're all immigrants at some point, and we come to this great country. So, point number one, you live in the finest, best country in the world, period. And you do. It's an absolute country. Number two, you have a president here. And this idea that, quote, he's not my president, close quote, is a bunch of crap. Yes, he is, or she is, if she's elected, whatever. You have one president here. That is your president, whether you like it or not, whether you accept their agenda or not. When Joe Biden was the president of this country, he was my president. When Barack Obama was the president of this country, he was my president. I didn't vote for either one of them, right? He's still my president. And tell me this, if you're standing there saying, well, he's not my president, that's fine. Give me the name of the person who is your president in the United States. That's all you got to do. Just tell me who your president is, because we only have one, and I know who it is. So if you're standing there saying, you know, he's not my president, okay, that's fine. Who is your president then? What's their name? Just give me that name. But you can't, because you don't have one. So wake up, all right? Wake up. He is your president, and you don't have to agree with what they do. That's fine. That's your right. But he's still your president, and there's only one. Sorry, but that's truth. Okay? Now, when Barack Obama was elected, I voted for John McCain. And I would have, and I kind of thought, you know what? There's not a chance in you know what that McCain's going to win. He's up against this charismatic, smart Harvard lawyer who everybody just loves. First African-American president, you know, could be Barack Obama. And boy, the momentum that was behind Barack at those in those days and the speeches he would give, and he would go around the world, and, you know, people, I mean, the momentum was just unbelievable, right? There's no way, with all due respect, that an older military veteran like John is going to win this thing. He's up against a young, charismatic, energetic new guy. And I kind of believed when I voted for John that that's what was going to happen. This wasn't going to work, right? I was a big Mitt Romney fan. Mitt Romney is a member of my church. I know what he stands for. I'm very comfortable with that. But Mitt didn't win, right? So that's the way it goes. You vote for who you want to vote for, but you accept the outcome. And here's my point. When Barack Obama won, he gave a victory speech at a park. I think it was Liberty Park in Chicago. I can't remember for sure. I didn't vote for Barack, but I stayed up and watched his speech. And I think it was the Yes We Can speech. And I recognized that I was watching history unfold because we just had a black president elected in this country for the first time, right? That's kind of a cool thing to see some history unfold regardless of what that history is. And for the next 8 years, I'm here to tell you, Barack Obama was my president, even though I didn't vote for him. He's still my president. And I still recognize and honor the office that he holds. And I respect the office that he holds. And I can disagree with policies or procedures. That's fine. But he is still the president of the country. So stop using this crap about how he's not my president. Well, sorry, you don't get to pick your own president, even though you're acting like you kind of do. You don't. Just give me the name of your president. If it's not the president of the United States. And then you have people who believe that, man, once somebody comes in here and is the president, they're going to be able to do everything that they can. And I drive down 16th Street in Washington, D.C., and I see all these signs that talk about no kings, no kings. And I'm going, what the heck are you thinking? We don't have kings in this country. I mean, wake up. This isn't a monarchy. It's a republic. It's a democratic republic, right? It's a democracy. The voice of the people rule. This isn't a monarchy. And I just think these people, their emotions get so far ahead of their brains that they come out and just say, no kings in this country. Well, of course we don't have kings in this country. Do you have any idea how the people in Britain are looking at us right now? They're going, hey, those Americans over there don't realize they don't have kings over in their government. So why are, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So relax and get the facts accurate, right? Nobody can win an election and come into this country and all of a sudden, like a king, declare a 5% increase in taxes affected to everybody in the kingdom in the next morning. You can't do that. Checks and balances won't let people do that. You cannot win the presidency in this country and suddenly act like a king. It doesn't work. The Constitution prevents it. So stop putting signs out on our streets that say no kings. I have news for you. We don't have any kings. So wake up and stop embarrassing us as a country. There are no kings here. Okay? Somebody may win political office and think they are a king or they can act like a king, but I'm here to tell you, there's checks and balances, and it's not possible to do it. So relax and go double-check the kind of political system you live in. And if you're standing back and going, you know, no kings, well, congratulations, you finally figured out that we don't have kings in this country. Okay? Sorry, but that's what I think. Let's go back to a couple other things. As I'm sitting here, I have to tell you some more about back to 9/11 a little bit. I remember, I don't know where you were on 9/11 of 2001, but I was in Annapolis, Maryland at an investment meeting. When the meeting was interrupted around 9 in the morning with news of what had happened, and basically they canceled the meetings for the rest of the day. We drove back on Interstate or Highway 50 towards the Beltway, and I saw something over the freeway on the electronic sign that I don't think I'll ever see again. It said something like, emergency, Washington, D.C. is closed. I went, closed? The whole city, the whole town is closed? Yeah, it's closed. I'll never see that again, and I wish I would have been smart enough to take a photo of that sign, but it was closed. I want to express my love and heartfelt feelings to anybody, families and friends of anybody who died in that tragedy, the World Trade Center tragedy, the plane that went down in the fields of Pennsylvania, the plane that went into the Pentagon, all the people affected in one way or another. The most affected that I was personally was I had a friend that I used to go to church with in Kensington, Maryland, named Sham. That's with an M like Mary on the end. Sham O'Neill. Sham worked in a restaurant, I think the 105th floor of one of the World Trade Centers, and died in that tragedy. That is the closest connection that I know of that I had at that time. And being in Washington, there's a chance that people in your church group may have been doing business up in New York. And the way we take care of each other in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we have a little network set up. So when this tragedy happened, you know, I call the people, two or three people in the congregation that I kind of look out for. The guy that looks out for me calls me. That guy's name is Robert Parsons, who deserves his name mentioned on the air, one of the best men on the planet. He was down in Peru at the time. He called me from Peru. He said, hey, are you okay? You weren't up in New York, right? Everybody in your family's safe. I mean, yeah, we're all safe. Everything's good. No problem, you know, et cetera. But I just want to express, because it is 9/11, it kind of hit me as I was getting ready to do the show and putting an outline together. I went, wait a minute, this is 9/11. And I need to talk about this for people. And I have to tell you, after the break, which we're going to take here in just a second, I am sitting across the parking lot from North Bethesda Market where I lived for 7 years. And I want to tell you about an experience in honor of 9/11 that we had at North Bethesda Market, where I actually got to sing the national anthem a few years ago. So we'll take a break here. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on the BBS Radio Network. I'm your host, Alan Cook, and we're talking about how to get the junk out of your home and also out of your life. We'll be back in about a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show on 9/11 of 2025, a historic day, 9/11, of course, in the world, particularly in the United States, going back to what happened, the tragedy that happened in 2001 when almost 3,000 people lost their lives because some idiots from across the pond tried to take us out, right? Some cowards, some terrorists, basically started a war, and we finished it. So anyway, I am here. I got to tell you, though, I am across the street from North Bethesda Market. This is the highest apartment complex in Montgomery County, Maryland. It's 25 stories high. I used to live on the 21st floor, and the brilliant architects who designed the units that face south towards Washington, D.C., put in glass from the floor to the ceiling on these units. So in your living room, basically, you had glass from floor to ceiling. And in your bedroom, you had glass from floor to ceiling. I am 13 miles north of the Washington Monument, but I can see it on the horizon from my apartment. And one of the funnest things, too, is that at night in the bedroom, I'm about 10 minutes from the Washington, D.C. Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's a big building, 300 feet high almost. We light it up at night. The FAA has told us to keep it lit at night because the pilots flying into Reagan National, who are coming up from the south, will come, and if they have to land from the north, they will come up from the south, they will use the temple as a beacon. They'll literally fly over the temple, and right about when they're almost to this apartment building, they start to bank to their left. It was so much fun to watch this. Plane after plane coming towards you, and all of a sudden it would bank to its left, make a big U-turn, and end up following the Potomac River down to land at Reagan National Airport. Such a cool thing. At this apartment complex about 7 or 8, 9 years ago, we had an event to honor the victims and the heroes, the firefighters and others of 9/11. And because this building is 25 stories high, they decided to do a stair climb to imitate what firefighters did who climbed to the top of the World Trade Center on 9/11. So if you're going to do that with this building, you have to go up the stairway 4.5 times, approximately, a little over 4 times. And the public was invited to do it, and these brilliant firefighters, men and women, came with their oxygen tanks in full firefighting gear and literally ran up those steps the first time all the way to all 25 floors to the top, then got on the elevator, took it down, then did it again, then did it again, then did it again, then did it again for about a fourth or a third of the way back up. So they could do 110 floors, I think, was the idea. Well, the public could do it too, so I did it. And I actually was invited to sing the national anthem that morning to kick off the event, which I was proud to do. And we had a couple of missionaries from our church held up the American flag, and I sang it, and it was a blast. I had a great time. And then a young kid who's I can't remember his actual name right now, a little five-year-old kid dressed in fireman's gear, the son of a resident of the apartment complex. Her name is Melanie Williams. She's a realtor here in the Washington, D.C. area. Her son, I think his name's Ty, but I'm not sure, he led the charge. He started off everybody going up the steps from level one. And I did it, and I'm here to tell you, 4.5 trips up 25 flights of stairs is a workout. But we did it, and I watched these firefighters carrying their, you know, their heavy equipment, their heavy coats, their boots, their heavy pants, plus air tanks on the back. And they're going up, you know, in front of me, behind me, next to me, whatever. I mean, it was an inspiring sight to see. And I came down here to be in the parking lot across from this building just to do this show in honor of the victims of 9/11, in honor of North Bethesda Market and the great job that they did in reenacting this and giving some attention to the victims of 9/11 and to firefighters, first responders, you know, all around the country for what they did, but particularly up in New York City and in Washington, D.C. and in Pennsylvania for the tragedy that happened on 9/11. So that's why I'm here. I'm literally sitting in the cab of the truck, looking at this building, remembering the event that we had a few years ago where a bunch of us reenacted what it's like to climb to the top of the World Trade Center. And that was a great experience. That was one of those experiences that you'll always remember. And I just loved it. And I particularly loved this five-year-old kid who led the charge and started this stairway. I think he's about 15 now. He's in high school now. And he was brilliant. And his mom was brilliant. And it was fun to sing the national anthem at that event. A quick comment about radio show vouchers. If you're listening to this show and you're in the Washington, D.C. area, you can call the show. Talk to our producer, Don, give him your name and phone number. You won't be on the air. And he will give it to me afterwards, and we will send you a link. It allows you to buy a special voucher good for a pickup truck of junk removal for only $79 that normally is $229. It's only available in the Washington, D.C. area. You can buy up to two of them. It's only available if you call the show, 888-627-6008. Tell them you're interested in the radio show vouchers and that you'd like to pick up one or two of them, and you'll be in good shape. Recent sales, the thing that sets us apart around the country is that if you have good stuff that we haul away in your junk job, we put it up for sale. And if it sells, you get some money back. I want to talk about recent sales. I have no clue how to play Mahjong. I think a whole bunch of people in the world do know how to play it. I don't know how to play it. I'd never heard of it. But a number of months ago, we hauled away a box of tiles from this board game. And the lady said, hey, these are expensive. You might be able to make some money on these. We just sold them yesterday. These are selling for about $300 for a box of tiles. In a full set of Mahjong tiles for the board game, you have 148 tiles, and four of them are blank. So as I put this up for sale on Facebook Marketplace, people started asking me, how many tiles do you have? And I went, a whole bunch. And they went, no, like, count them. How many do you have? Well, I counted them yesterday morning, 144. So I sent that out, and I don't remember if I had any blank ones or not. And a gentleman up in Pennsylvania, within 30 minutes, paid me $250 plus shipping for that box of tiles. And I shipped them right off to him. The lady who had us haul away the tiles gets $87 of that $250. That's what sets us apart. That's why it's 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. You can get money back from your junk removal job And that's an example of those tiles. We also sold yesterday two other things. We sold a set of seven baseball paperweights. I'm calling them paperweights. They're about 3 or 4 inches square, and we have seven of them. They came from an apartment down in Washington, D.C. A couple of older brothers who were baseball fanatics had these. We sold the set for $40. I looked them up on eBay to see what they were selling for. Sold them for $40 yesterday. All the other junk removal businesses would have taken those babies and tossed them or kept them or sent them home with the drivers, but most of them, they just would have been tossed. Not here. We put them up for sale. Of the $40, take 35% of that, and it's probably around $15, goes back to the guys that hired us to haul away their paperweights. The paperweights are in the hands of a collector from Bethesda who joyfully met me in a parking lot yesterday, picked them up, and was just thrilled to add them to what I assume is his collection of baseball stuff. He was like a kid in a candy store. A number of months ago, we cleaned out a home in Reston, Virginia for a gentleman who was from Guatemala, who loved, I think he had his own landscaping company, and he loved to buy tools. He overspent and bought way too many tools, including a couple of paint sprayers. Yesterday, we sold one of the paint sprayers for $75 to a gentleman, Hispanic gentleman, who is very excited to get it cleaned up and using it in his paint business. So there you go. From Mahjong tiles to baseball paperweights to air paint sprayers, we haul it all and sell it all. I mean, that's just kind of what we do. And the cool thing is people are getting money back that they didn't know they were going to be getting back. And that's one of the funnest things we do is to contact people and say, hey, we just sold your tiles for $250. How do you want me to send you your $87? That's a fun phone call to make. That's like, you know, Ed McMahon with Publishers Clearinghouse or something showing up with a check for you. Small check, but at least it's a check. And these days with what's happening with the economy, especially in Washington, D.C., with some of the government layoffs that are happening and stuff, any check is a good check these days. I do have to tell you that a few weeks ago, and I don't think I talked much about this in prior shows, I'm not sure, we did a move. We moved a gentleman from Arlington, Virginia, up to Vermont. He's got a family up there. He's been commuting back and forth to D.C. for a number of years. And we his lease was up at his apartment in Arlington. And we packed up all of his stuff and moved him up to Vermont. We haven't done long moves like that before, but that was our first one, and all I was concerned about is that everything went well and everybody was happy. That's all I wanted to see happen. That's exactly what happened. He was thrilled. We gave him, when he called us to ask us if we could do this, we said, yeah, I think so. It's a little outside of what we normally do, but hey, we're always game to expand and do new stuff. I gave him the names of a couple of reputable moving companies in this area. I said, call them, find out what they would charge you, and then just call me back, and then I'll tell you if we can help you out. So one of them gave him an estimate, $4,500, to move a one-bedroom apartment from Arlington, Virginia, up to Vermont. And I said, right on the phone, we'll do it for $3,500. He said, deal, done. Well, took a truck, loaded it up, drove it up to Vermont, unloaded it. He has four kids. Three of them are boys. Those boys helped unload the truck, and the girl did too, as did his wife. Beautiful home up there. They live in the middle of two different ski resorts up in Vermont. We moved all of his stuff up there. Everything arrived safe and sound. Nothing was damaged. We shrink-wrapped the nice furniture. The weather forecast was clear. We drove up in an open-bed, steak-body truck, and at night in Parsippany, New Jersey, where I stayed for a night, put a tarp over the top just in case it rained at night. It didn't. The next day was sunny as well. We delivered everything. We turned around, came back. Score. Success. Now we can tell people we do moves up and down the East Coast. Or we can't really move you across the country yet. I guess we can't say that. But we can move you up and down the East Coast. And that's adds a whole new set of business for us that I think is kind of cool. Some days you have slower days, and on those days we have ads on Craigslist, a shout out to Craigslist, where for $5 as a business, you can pop an ad out there for 30 days. We put ads out for scrap metal, to pick up scrap metal for free in the Washington, D.C. area. Appliances, microwaves, you know, hot water heaters, batteries, whatever it might be. We pick up scrap metal for free, and then we take it to the scrap metal yard, and they buy it from us, and so we make a few bucks. That's what I'm doing today, as a matter of fact. And as I go around and do these jobs, people appreciate it because we hauled some stuff off and didn't charge them. And then I give them one of our cards, and I say, look, if you want to be on our email list, we're monthly to send specials out to customers for junk removal, we'll put you on the list. Most of them say, yeah, put me on the list. And so our database grows. So if I do five of those in a day, that's five more customers that we picked up that will make us a few bucks to kind of cover our gas and running around. But at least five more people know what we do, have our cards, and have had an experience with our company. And we like that idea. So we pick up scrap metal for free in the Washington, D.C. area. And then we take it over to a couple of different scrap metal dealers. We drop it off and we get paid for the metal, depending on what kind of metal it is. Copper, we get a lot. Regular metal, we get little, but you know, it all averages out. I want to comment about Groupon. Again, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, we have some offers on Groupon where you get a pickup truck of junk removal for $99, and it's normally $229. On Groupon, we have about 500 reviews on there. We have a 97% customer satisfaction rating on Groupon. If you go to Groupon.com and you just look up 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, you'll see the reviews and you'll see the ratings. I think our rating is like 4.8 out of 5, something like that. And that translates to a 97% customer satisfaction rating. Groupon says that is the highest rating of any junk removal company in the country. And they also said that if you get in around 90% for any business in the country, you're one of the best. We're at 97% and proud of it. And you can read comments from all kinds of people in the DC area about our service and what they thought of us and that kind of thing. If you just go to Groupon.com. Final thing I want to talk about today is a plug for the Upside app. This is good nationwide. Go to the you know, Apple Store or whatever and look up Upside app. It is an app you put on your phone. It's free. It allows you to pull up offers from gas stations, convenience stores, and restaurants in your area where you will get cash back into your account at Upside, and yet then you can cash out through PayPal or through getting gift cards or whatever. And that's a pretty sweet deal all the way around. I have been doing this since February of 2024. I use the app today to buy the recent purchase of gas that I got. I think I'm getting 15 cents a gallon as a rebate or a refund on the purchase of the gas, and it goes into my account. In that account right now, I have $747 sitting there that I can use anytime I want by just cashing it out. And I can have them, you know, send it to me in gift cards. I can have them send it over to PayPal. My goal is to get it up to about $1,000 and then probably take a cruise to Bermuda or something like that. But when you go in on this app, if you want to get some extra money back on the first time that you use it, there is a promotional code you should use. If you're a golfer, just remember the statement, don't slice 9-iron or pitching wedge. DS9PW is your promo code. Again, D like David, S like Sam, the number 9, P like Peter, W like women. DS9PW is your promo code. If you put that promo code in, you'll get an extra amount of cash back on your gas purchase. And I think I don't think you get it every time, but you certainly get it the first time. And there are some extra benefits that are in there as well if you do that. So DS9PW, the Upside app, good around the country. there are times where I have gone into a pizza restaurant and gotten 39% cash back on my purchase. I can go in and get gasoline and get anywhere from 1 cent to as high as 30 cents a gallon back, automatically credited into my account. It's one of the easiest things to do. And it's really fun. It's one of those things where you check your account all the time, go in on the app, and there's just more and more money in there. It just keeps growing. That's a great feeling. So again, God's blessings to Chris Kirk and his family, his friends and family, his followers. God's blessings to the victims of the 9/11 disaster and any of their families and friends. And we salute you, and we are there for you, and we support you in any way that we can. You are living in the finest country in the world if you're in the United States of America. That's this reporter's opinion. And thanks again to BBSRadio.com for supporting us and getting us out there with this radio show. We have a lot of fun. We will see you next Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time on the Junk Refund Show, probably coming to you from Montgomery County, Maryland. But we may surprise you and come to you from Europe again. You never know. I'm your host, Alan Cook. Have a great time getting the junk out of your living rooms and your garages and also out of your life. Contact us at 1-800-JUNK-REFUND anywhere in the United States if you need some help with a big job or a little job. We'll be happy to help you. Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.